speaking to us because Tom's group are talking about Exodus as well. We look at it for a reminder as to how a few of God's promises have worked out. We'll look at the time when God spoke to Moses from the burning bush. When God says he has seen the misery of his people and he affirms his promise, this time to Moses, that he will bring them into the promised land. We read also of God's promise to be with Moses, and God was faithful in his promise. Moses, we know, had faith. And though he was reluctant to face up to Pharaoh and lead the Exodus, God helped Moses overcome his fears and was obedient and blessed of the Lord. In remaining with them, God was also their strength, comforter, guide, provider, protector. This was proven by the times that Moses met with God, always coming away afterwards with solutions to their problems. And when the time was right, God did lead the Israelites into the promised land. But along the way to that place, the children of Israel's faith faltered many times. How often do we read in the scriptures that the children of Israel were not satisfied with the way things were going, and they would come grumbling to Moses that it would have been better if they had stayed in Egypt? But God is a gracious God who remained true to his promises, and he doesn't leave us either. Even though they love the Lord, some may become tired, run out of steam, give up on the work they are doing. To remain inspired in their ministry, everyone, and just now I'm thinking especially of our missionaries, but everyone who has made a commitment to serve the Lord needs support. Prayer support is a basic necessity, with physical support going a long way in encouragement. God gave Moses and Joshua huge challenges, not only in dealing with their people, but also in what lay ahead. As the Israelites were about to cross the Jordan to the Promised Land, Joshua was instructed of God, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And again, God was faithful to his promise. How is your faith in God's promises? Is it well-founded, or is it teetering a bit? In faith, do you trust in him for all things? And knowing that you can trust in him, have you developed an awareness that brings you closer to God and that makes you open for him to use you to his purpose? A faith that in the face of disaster would enable you to hold on to his promise? As we look at the development of HCJB, we see that "do not turn from it to the right or to the left" has applied very much to them as it did to Joshua those many years ago. On looking at the history of HCJB, we see just as God's promise passed from Moses to Joshua upon Moses' death, the promise of that vision that God gave to Clarence Jones is being passed on to all those who have been inspired by this vision. They are on fire about it for God, are open to God, allowing his promise to be fulfilled through their availability. Not only did Clarence Jones pick up on the vision he was given, and surely this vision was a promise, he went into this project with commitment and such enthusiasm for the Lord that he could infect other Christians with enthusiasm and dedication as well, thus enabling God to work through them and so fulfil his promise to provide the means for this group of people to send God's word out into the world. Our missionaries frequently have obstacles cropping up in their lives, just like everyone else, but out in the field, it is so much more difficult to deal with. Financial and health issues, accidents, drought, and as in the Wilmot's case, car failure. These people are still out there because they cling to the promise God made them, and they have the faith to meet the challenges head on. Julie read to us last week some excerpts that give us insights into some of these challenges and some of the heartbreaking experiences. HCJB Australia too has met huge challenges. On one occasion, the dream of international broadcasting seemed to be dimming. But then God provided the property at Kununurra and the dream came alive again. Through faith, once again, God's promise is being fulfilled. This organisation that is dedicated to serving God allows him to work through them, reinforcing the message of his love with supporting ministries of aid to those who need it. Medical care and clean water development are part of HCJB Global. To show a people that they matter by helping them up and to care for their physical needs encourages them to open the ear of their hearts to hear the message of promise that meets their spiritual needs. The missionaries in the field and those at Kununurra are there today because God's promise is being worked out. Those who are committed to serving God in such places need our absolute support so that they will not grow tired, their faith will not grow dim. And we can do this with prayer, financial assistance, physical assistance, provide spiritual nurturing and emotional support. Sure, we do have a team going to HCJB on a mission for 2 weeks. But when we come back from Kununurra, we should not be saying, we've done our bit. This is a project that we cannot allow ourselves to grow weary of. We need to keep nurturing the people, the HCJB ministry, continually by keeping in touch so that they will remain passionate in bringing spiritual enlightenment and encouragement along with other important knowledge and issues such as health and cross-cultural information to distant places through radio waves. If you haven't already done so, in faith, take upon yourself a commitment to undergird with prayer our missionaries, the whole organisation of HCJB, and the working out of God's promise through those who step out in faith. Amen. And I'll now ask Jen to come up and lead us in prayer.
Day with hearts full of praise. We have heard what you have done. We have wondered at the grace of your goodness to us and to the others in the world. We thank you for today, for your vision that you placed in Clarence Jones' heart all those years ago, and working out of that vision through your people to this very day. We thank you for your grace in supplying all of HCJB's needs, for the wonderful victories you have won, enabling the heralding of Christ Jesus' blessing to your world. Father, we stand in awe when we think of the 19 language groups you are reaching into with your words of life. How wonderful is your love. We confess our weakness and our tendency to be absorbed in our own needs all too often, and we ask for your forgiveness. Gracious Father, we ask for hearts of faith to trust in you to meet all our needs and for obedience to serve you according to your will in our daily lives. Father, we pray for HCJB Australia that you will continue to provide presenters and producers in Melbourne, technical managers, operators and development staff in Kununurra. We bring before you the building and construction projects underway and ask that you will enable the new and larger transmitter to be broadcasting before the 2008 Olympics as the vision that you have placed on their hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling your church here at Craigie to be a part of the wonderful work you are doing through HCJB, bringing Jesus to so many. What a glorious name. To his glory. Amen.
Don't worry, I'm not preaching to you, but I just want to sum up what's been said today. We've been talking about God's provision, and if we can have the slide on the board there, the three areas that God provides for us today. We may not quite get the slide on the board there. But the three areas we've been talking about is that God provides by equipping the saints for service, providing the resources, and he promises results. And he equips the saints for service by saving them. That's the first thing, isn't it? We can't serve the Lord to share with others unless we ourselves know the Lord Jesus Christ. But after the Lord has saved us, there's that brilliant verse in Ephesians 2:10, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do." Now, this team going to Kununurra, God was preparing them way before they even knew that they were going. This came home to me so strongly. I was delighted when the first two people to say they wanted to go were Ainsley and Julie. And you know what? I didn't realise then, but since then, Ainsley has been negotiating with HCJB. And that metal and the door frames being able to be from his company, tremendous savings in costs. See how God went before. The second thing is that God provides the resources. There's a wonderful promise in Philippians 4:19. "And my God," says Paul, "will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." Note it's he will, not he can. Of course he can, but he will. That's a tremendous promise. I was in Kurong bookstore the other day, and I noticed there was a boat behind the counter, a yacht, beautiful model yacht, with sails on it. On the sails, there were these words printed: "God will not lead you where his grace will not keep you." God provides the resources. Already many of the team has discovered that. They've found they've had holidays and they didn't expect to get holidays. Talk to Lynn Chapman, talk to Jessica White. We've heard from Jess Flandry about the money as it came in for the youth. Also, the Lord has provided enlightenment. People in the team have had to prepare by preparing for me a testimony and a devotional, each one of them. And they've told me, a couple, how they sat down, had no idea, they prayed about it, and the Lord gave them this insight into what they had to give. And the third thing, God promises results. You know, he will achieve through his servants whatever he desires, as long as that servant is committed and submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ. The results are eternal. Often they are hidden from us. We may not see the results, but they will happen. When things are working against us, we've got to know that God will move and God will honour the work he will do through his people. The tremendous verse in 2 Timothy. Paul is trying to encourage Timothy. He's having a hard time being a pastor. That it's worth it. And Paul talks about his own sacrifices. And Paul goes on and says, you know, there have been times when I've been really knocked around, times when I've wanted to give up, but I never have. You know why? Because, Paul says, "I know in whom I have believed. And Paul says, and I'm persuaded that he is able to guard what I have committed to him against that day. What did Paul commit to the Lord? All the work he had done for the Lord. Whether he saw results or not, whether it seemed to be good or bad, he committed it to the Lord because he had done it unto the Lord and the Lord blessed it. That's what the Lord will do for us. He will do that for the team going to Kununurra. He will do that for Faye as she goes to Africa. But he will also do it for you. And he will do it for me. And I challenge you this morning. You may not be going to Kununurra. You may not be going to Africa. But the Lord has something he wants you to do. It might be as simple as we talked last week, and I've got them this week for you, a little thank you ribbon and a thank you card to send to someone to say, I'm thanking God for you on this Australia Day of Thanksgiving, which is next Saturday. Let them know that you believe in God. Let them know you're thanking God for them. Or it may be to help in Kids Club, or another ministry. Don't hold back. Whatever the Lord wants you to do, do it. Be encouraged by those who have shared that they're going to Kununurra, and by Faye going to Africa. But don't rest on that. Just trust in God's provision. Go forward courageously and do his will. We're going to share in a lunch today, and someone said that this service was so long it was the only one with a lunch break. But we are not continuing after the service, but we will be going into share in a moment.